It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Local governments across Wisconsin are looking ahead to 2025 and finalizing their annual budgets.
Last week, Eau Claire County approved a $138 million spending plan. In October, the proposed budget had included cutting support to some nonprofits by half.
After public comments and council debate, the county reinstated most of the funds despite its need to overcome a multi-million dollar deficit.
We're taking a look at how a community in the Chippewa Valley resolved some of its funding issues, and we'll hear the perspective of an Eau Claire nonprofit that's trying to maintain services in a similar financial crunch. First, we have Catherine Schaff, Eau Claire County Administrator. Catherine, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Your county recently approved its 2025 budget, and this decision came after multiple days of discussions and debates. What were some of the sticking points?
A lot of the sticking points in the 2025 budget were around how the board wanted to fund its capital and what capital investments they wanted to make in 2025. It was a difficult budget year from the standpoint of we have budget restrictions when it comes to some of our funding sources, particularly levy and levy limits. And so that reduces our ability to expand programs and sometimes even to continue the program at the same level and with the lack of increase.
And so what were some of those programs that were in that situation where it felt like you couldn't take that next step?
One of the larger areas where we made some real shifts were in the area of human services. We provide our human services programs on behalf of the state of Wisconsin. And what we knew we needed to do with this budget was to increase the amount of funding that we had for out-of-home placements, and that's for both children and adults. And so we increased that amount by $2.6 million. And that necessitated cuts in other program areas. And what we were able to do is actually reduce some of our contracted services and move some of our services around to other programming areas so that we could actually recoup either state or federal funds to pay for those programs.
In the lead up to these discussions, there was the focus on what would happen to local nonprofits and the potential of a 50% cut to their contributions, to their budgets. What happened with that?
Well, the board actually voted to restore that funding because they acknowledged the importance of the partnership that we have with local nonprofits. And we were able to do that by making some changes with how we fund our capital. And we did have a portion of our capital projects that were funded in our operational budget, and we moved those all to either the use of fund balance or use of bonding as a mechanism for paying for those. And so that freed up some of our operational dollars to actually reinstate the amounts that we had previously given to those not-for-profit partners.
Okay, there's some fiscal terminology coming at us here. And I just want to step back for a moment. When you look at the funding for the county, the funding for city, is the funding given, you know, how does that breakdown work, you know, when you look at city and county funding and what is mandated?
Well, it's a little bit different between the city and the county. The county is a dual form of government. We're a local provider of service like the city is, but we are also a provider of service on behalf of the state of Wisconsin. And so if you look at the way that our overall budget is funded, we have around $40 million in property tax levy that funds our services. However, when you look in other areas such as intergovernmental grants and aids, and the intergovernmental charges for services, when you add those two areas together, that's around $70 million of the funding that we have for the services that we provide within the county. And so our funding sources are somewhat different. We also have other local allocations, such as the sales tax, the vehicle registration fee. Sales tax is unique to county government in the state of Wisconsin. So we have around $14.9 million in sales tax that we receive, and we apply that to services. And we have around $2.5 million in vehicle registration fees that we apply to our roadways.
Part of the 2025 county budget includes lowering the tax levy for property owners. Why is that? Why is the county able to lower taxes while maintaining the needed revenue?
The tax levy, the property tax levy, and that's, again, it's around $40 million of the revenue that we apply to our budget. It's around 29% of the overall funding that we receive. That includes money that we use for both operations and to satisfy debt. So anytime that the county issues debt, we have the debt repayment schedule. And as part of that debt repayment schedule, that amount is going down, and that's outside of levy limits. And so that amount goes down, and as that goes down, then the tax burden for that payment actually goes down. And so when we talk about reducing taxes in this year, it is because we took $1.2 million off of that debt repayment, and that brought our mill rate down. The mill rate is the number per thousand that the property taxpayer pays on their property tax bill.
That makes sense. Now, turning to state revenue coming in with shared revenue from state government, Eau Claire County will receive $2.7 million in shared revenue from the state for next year. You know, comparing 2024 to 2025, this is an increase and it's coming in higher than projected. What is the impact of shared revenue?
Shared revenue is a vital revenue source for county government. With some recent change in state law, they actually increased that amount significantly in the 2024 budget cycle. And so, as you had mentioned, it is at $2.7 million. The increase from 2024 to 2025 was around $147,000. And that money is vital for providing the services such as law enforcement and our communications 911 center so that we have emergency services available.
When you look at all the pieces of pie, the biggest chunk here of revenue, as you mentioned, intergovernmental grants and aid, 28% of the budget. What does this category of funds include?
It's primarily in the areas of both highway and human services. So for highway, we have a basic allocation that we receive from the state for maintaining roadways. And we also bill for services because we provide services to the state of Wisconsin in keeping the 94 interstate corridor open on behalf of the state. The other area is in human services, and that's for adult and child protection services. It's for economic support. It's for comprehensive community services, which are wraparound mental health services to ensure the well-being of families and individuals.
So as you transition into the 2025 budget, what will you be monitoring very closely?
We will be looking at all of our revenue sources as well as where we're heading with our expenditures. We know that the budget that we put together is an aggressive budget. We've maxed out our revenue sources. We've done what we can to cut in the areas of expenditures. We have a few areas where there is, by the very nature of the services we provide, quite a bit of risk. And again, that is primarily in the area of human services, where we do not know how many individuals will perhaps need services or placements throughout the year, and those placements can be very costly.
When you use words like an aggressive budget, there is some risk involved. Has Eau Claire County been in this position before?
I would say that with local county government, whether it be Eau Claire County or any other county, I think that all of the counties run with a significant amount of risk because we are the safety net provider of a number of services for individuals in our communities. And what I mean when I say that is that they're mandated services that we are required to provide whether we have funding or not. And that is one of the biggest risk factors that counties bear.
Catherine, thank you for joining us.
You are welcome.
Catherine Schaff is the Eau Claire County Administrator. We're talking about the 2025 budget for Eau Claire County as a lens into the difficult spending decisions that communities are facing, especially when considering how to prioritize services for local residents. Eau Claire had considered a big cut in funding to some nonprofits in order to help balance its new budget. That ultimately didn't go through, but Bolton Refuge House felt the threat. Here to talk about its fiscal situation and its work in the community is Pat Stein, Bolton Refuge House Executive Director. Pat, welcome.
Thank you. I am so excited for this opportunity. I appreciate your time and interest in our work.
Can you explain what does Bolton Refuge House offer the Eau Claire community?
Absolutely. So Bolton Refuge House is a victim service agency. We're a nonprofit here serving the Eau Claire community that also bleeds into Chippewa County because we are the sole victim emergency shelter service provider. The crimes that we assist individuals with are individuals who have experienced or witnessed domestic violence, sexual assault, dating violence, intimate partner abuse, elder abuse, human trafficking, child abuse, and sexual assault. The services that we provide are at no cost. Our services, we have an array of services. They're everything from personal advocacy, which is informing individuals of their rights and remedies, to criminal civil advocacy, which is aiding individuals within the court processes, both within civil hearings as well as criminal hearings. And then a lot of support services, safety planning, systems advocacy, ensuring that other players who are working to enhance victim safety, either by holding offender or abusers accountable, or by doing some other kind of work in a person's kind of that holistic approach that's necessary for an individual to heal.
Pat, you've just described such a wide variety of resources, so many offerings. How would you describe the need that you're seeing for your services?
Yeah, so I've been executive director here in Eau Claire since 2012, but I've been fortunate to work for Bolton Refuge House since 1996. And so that puts a few years on me. With that, the needs are definitely growing. Where some of the trends are is the fact that people are definitely accessing services that are very layered. They may have mental health issues, alcohol and drug abuse, or history of concerns even about maybe maltreatment of their children and where they are concerned about continuing to be the protective parent. It really is a team approach in order to enhance the safety of victims, survivors, and children.
In order to do this, you need funding. I want to take a closer look at that funding. The original 2025 budget for Eau Claire County, including 50% cuts of funds to local nonprofits like yours, that is not going through, but there still is a cut. What does that mean to you? What does that funding situation look like?
Sadly, this is one of probably three hits that Bolton Refuge House has faced in the last funding year. So it's a snowball effect, and it's devastating. So as somebody might say, well, you know, that's just a few thousand dollars out of your budget. But for us, it's critical. The reason it's so critical is because of the fact that any dollar that we receive from state or federal has to be matched. So if we bring in $100,000 from federal government, they require that we have a $25,000 match. Mm. We were very fortunate, and I don't take lightly what they're having to do in regards to making the budget fit, but those dollars have always met our match for one of our biggest funding streams. So losing those dollars mean that we have to rely on the community to make up the difference in dollars. And that's hard. It's a hard time for everybody to give, as a lot of people are just trying to exist. But if we lose dollars, or when we lose dollars, we have the potential to lose other grant funding because we don't show that we have the community investment any longer in our program. Mm-hmm. And that's extremely frightening.
Want to take a look at the federal funding situation as well. Wisconsin's allocation from a federal program is reduced, the Victims of Crime Act Fund. What does that reduction, how does that affect Bolton House and what services you're able to offer locally?
Bolton received only 37% of that requested fund. So we went from a 2.5 funded position to 1 full-time funded position. So where a lot of programs are cutting staff because they lost those dollars, Bolton Refuge House Administration Board of Directors are committed that we aren't going to reduce our programming because of that significant loss. But that is the reality. And if we can't make up those dollars based on community donations, we could be looking at a substantial change in our programming by June 30th of 2025. And out of all the years I've been working with Bolton, we have never faced such a critical conversation to have with the community.
Pat, I wonder if you could leave us with some hope as we end the conversation. Can you share a Bolton Refuge House success story? Because you've had so much longevity with this organization.
One of the ones that just pops in my head all the time, and she periodically gives me a call to tell me how she's doing and how her adult children now are doing, is she says she's embracing her new normal. And I remember when I started work with her, is the fact that, she was daily beaten, raped, children exposed to everything unimaginable that you could imagine, fights through the criminal system, fight through the civil system. And I remember when she was done, she said, I think I'm a new me. And I said, I think you need to embrace the new you. And so she's doing well. Her adult children are thriving, and they survived it. And again, her daily mantra is, this is the new me. And, you know, and that's just one. But there, even if a person chooses not to leave, but because of the work with us, they understand how to enhance their safety. They understand when it's a good time to even remove themselves, even if they have to come back. Those are success stories. So we allow the people to tell us where they feel the success has come in. We just, in order to even preserve our work, try not to be so onerous and recognizing that success is coming from us providing them. It's coming from them utilizing us. We are just a tool in their toolkit. And if we do our right job and we do it the right way, connecting with us, they're going to have many more tools than just Bolton Refuge House when they decide to leave our programming.
Pat, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for the invite. I appreciate this opportunity to have a conversation.
And that was Pat Stein, Executive Director of Bolton Refuge House. And earlier, we talked with Eau Claire County Administrator Catherine Schaff.